Joining me here on the Huge Show across Michigan, Tiger shortstop Jordy Mercer. Looking forward to the start of the regular season 1 week from today in Cincinnati. Jordy, welcome to the Huge Show.
Yeah, appreciate having me. Thank you.
All right, what's it been like showing up every day to the ballpark? You guys are getting tested. You have the mask. You have the social distancing. Tell me what that has been like during summer camp in Detroit.
It's been different. I'm not going to lie. It's been different. It's been weird. You know, we're trying to make this thing work as best we can with all these rules and regulations. We know that this virus is serious, and I think Major League Baseball is doing a good job of, you know, putting this plan together, but it's hard to follow. It really is. It's hard because we're used to, you know, doing the same thing over and over and over for years. And now coming in and getting tested every other day, wearing masks pretty much everywhere, you know, besides on the field. And it's just, and then obviously playing, you know, with no fans. We played a lot of simulation games already with no fans, and it's definitely going to be weird, but it is what it is. I mean, you know, like the world's going through a crisis right now, and we're trying to maintain and be safe as best we can.
I think on the flip side, you can look at the glass half full and say, you know what? I'm glad we're playing baseball a week from today, regular season game at Cincinnati. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable, you know, going through, like I said, what the world's going through, and we're able to, you know, do what we love to do. I think that's one of the cool things that we've been able to work this out so far, and hopefully that we continue to do that. And, you know, I think that's that kind of gets us back to our comfort zone a little bit. As baseball players, we're used to this thing, and we're used to, you know, putting up putting our pants on, our jersey on every day, and going out and playing. I think we're just trying to get back to that normalcy as best we can.
You have to wear two hats. You're a Major League Baseball player, and it's cool going back to the ballpark, and I watched the inter-squad scrimmage last night on Fox Sports Detroit, but then you have a wife and two kids. So it's a different world for you compared to maybe a younger player who isn't married, who doesn't have children. You might have a different look on this COVID-19 situation.
Well, actually, I got three kids, but yeah.
Three now.
It's three boys.
You better update your Wikipedia. It only says two. Hey, that's the downtime. I bet families are growing everywhere.
You know what? It's been a challenge. It has. But my wife and I feel like we've done a really good job over the last, you know, 4 months. Coming home from spring, you know, we didn't do much. Coming home from Florida, came back to Oklahoma and just kind of you know, hunkered down, really. And Oklahoma wasn't near as bad as what some other states were, and they're still not near as bad as what some other states are. But like I said, it's still a very serious, you know, a challenge, very serious virus. And so us as parents, we kind of just hunkered down, and we kind of told our kids, like, hey, you know, we're going to stay here as long as we have to until everything kind of gets back to somewhat normal. And we played a lot at home. We didn't do much, but we played a lot. We tried to make it work as best we could. And with three young ones, though, that's kind of tough. So, but yeah, it's tough when you fly back here to Detroit. You want to stay as safe as you can. You don't want to do too much because you don't want to get exposed as best you can. And they're still home. My family is. We're still trying to, you know, somewhat feel this thing out. Of them, they're going to come regardless. They're going to come up and stay for just a little bit, but I'm just trying to figure out when the best time is to come and when not, and just trying to keep them as safe as possible.
Yeah, because when you guys were looking at a plan and the union was going back and forth on issues with the owners, and that's your business, but also players who are married, you have a wife who has a equal share in the partnership, who has her say. And a lot of those players, I think it's all over the place. Your wife and you may feel differently than somebody batting behind you in the Tigers lineup, or somebody you know from your days at Oklahoma State who's in the big leagues. There's a different perspective on dealing with this across the board in America.
No question. I think you hit around the money. it just depends on where you're at in your life, to be honest with you, and what circumstances you have going on. You know, I'm never going to say bad things about guys that don't want to play, that want to opt out. I'm never going to say bad things about guys that want to play. That's just the way it is. Some guys, like you said, are married. Some guys have young babies. Some guys' wives are pregnant. There's just a lot of different factors that you have to figure out if you want to go through with this thing or not. And we did. We had that discussion. My wife and I did. Of course we did. My youngest has asthma. And so that was one of the concerns that we had for sure. And we talked about it. He's two going on three. And we consulted with our doctor too as well. And he didn't think it was going to be that much of a problem, you know, if they did come or if I did leave or whatever the scenario was. So we took that in perspective too as well. But yeah, I mean, it's a crazy time, you know, right now in this world. And we're just trying to get back to somewhat normalcy, us as baseball players, as we possibly can.
Yeah, that long extended Q-tip test every other day, that has to be a slow walk up to the table.
Yeah, it's different. It's definitely different. But knowing that comfort of we're getting tested every day, every other day, is, you know, it helps. It does help. Knowing that, you know, if something does pop up, or if you may not know that you're sick, but before you're sick, basically, and getting tested every other day will help that. We'll show that and hopefully catch it, you know, before it spreads like wildfire, pretty much, you know, and you can get out before you get other guys sick or whatnot. So it does help that, you know, we're getting tested every other day, but it gets old. We'll put it that way. It does get old, but, you know, we understand it too as well, that we have to do this to stay safe. And, you know, because we're in this clubhouse with a bunch of guys. So, you know, in a room with a bunch of guys wearing masks, trying to stay somewhat socially distanced as best we can, it's tough. So getting tested every other day definitely helps and brings that, you know, that sense of relief a little bit, knowing that we're still trying to stay safe as best we can.
Jordy Mercer, shortstop with the Tigers, joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Tigers open up the regular season a week from tonight. Beyond the testing with a long Q-tip, which I cringe every time I see a video on that, and that one would be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to give up my $10 million contract. I'm not taking the test, okay? That would be me. But what's been the weirdest thing you've had to deal with back at the ballpark? I know the mask would be completely out of the norm, but what's something else maybe that the public doesn't understand that you're dealing with now back at the ballpark because of this COVID-19?
I mean, this might sound really, you know, strange and kind of stupid somewhat as a regular fan, but spitting, I think the spitting thing is so hard. For me personally, I mean, that's been the hardest thing now to deal with. As a baseball player, when you're out there on the field, I mean, you don't even know you do it and you're doing it. And that's the hardest part is trying not to spit, trying not to, you know, be close to someone or whatever it might not be. I mean, that's the hardest part for me is you just don't know you're doing it and you're doing it because you're so used to doing it. And I've struggled with that from day one, and I'm continuing to struggle with that. I'm trying as best I can, but it's just hard to maintain those protocols that we're trying to set in place to stay as safe, like I said, as safe as we can.
Are a lot of guys just not dipping or chewing because they can't spit?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things too. Yeah, we're trying different ways to do that as best we can. So whether that's, you know, not doing that or not chewing gum or whatever it might be, I mean, we're trying different ways to figure this out, but we were just having a conversation just yesterday of how tough it is. And like I said, you don't even know you're spitting sometimes, and you actually do it. It's just so, you know, second nature as a baseball player.
Jordy Mercer from the Tigers joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. The talent, and I've noticed this in watching the inter-squad games online at Tigers.com and also the Fox Sports Detroit broadcast. By the way, before I get to the talent, were they piping in crowd noise last night over the PA when I was watching that game on Fox Sports Detroit?
Yeah, that's the new thing now. They're trying to somewhat put some crowd noise, some white noise, as you would say, because it's the first few games we played, it was dead silence, and you could hear everything. There's there's stuff I've never heard on a baseball field. And then what I heard the first couple games that we started inter-squad. So I think they're starting to pipe in a little bit of noise. So it kind of drains that little minute, you know, voices and things that you hear on a baseball field. So it's somewhat helping, but it's just we got to get used to it.
Yeah, with no sound, because if you think about it, there's probably never been a situation outside of BP. But I don't know about a game, even going back to Little League, where parents are in the stands, or travel ball when you were growing up in Oklahoma, that there's been no sound during a game, right?
No question. This is the first time I've ever played with absolutely nothing going on. I mean, you could hear things that, like I said, that you've never even heard of or even think about hearing on a baseball field. And that's what we were experiencing the first couple of days.
Yeah, I'd be pretty bad in the other dugout because I'd be talking about the other team and they could hear me loud and clear.
Sure. You could hear things in the dugout, like people talking, pitchers talking themselves, hitters talking themselves, everything, yeah.
All right, what about this lineup? Because the one thing I've liked about this lineup, and I know you came off your injuries last year, you hit the crap out of the ball the final 2 months over 340, but the additions now, there's some really good competition between veterans like yourself, guys they've picked up during the offseason, and new names when you look at Green or you look at Mize. This is the best Tigers roster that I've seen going into a camp since they were contenders in the American League.
Yeah, I agree. I think the mix of the older guys and the younger talent coming up, I think it's a great mix. You bring in those young guys for the experience, I remember being, a rookie or, a guy just on the fringe, hanging around the older guys and seeing how they prepare and how they go about their business and things like that. And that helped me out tremendously. And so I can imagine, being 19, 20, 21 years old, coming in here and seeing, this is the big league. This is your dream. You're trying to get to this point and to be able to be here and succeed and excel and stick out, and it's pretty fun to watch. It is, as a veteran, it's pretty fun to watch to see these young kids come in and not get so starry-eyed and just go in and play their game, and they're really showing, their talent and showing that this organization is going to be good for years to come.
Who's a young Tiger right now in that group of 60, or Tigers, young Tigers plural, Jordy, in that group of 60 that you think 5 years from now is an MLB All-Star?
I think you got to go for the first two-round picks. I think that's the easiest choice. Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson, I think those guys have a chance to be excellent players. And like I said, getting that experience now that a lot of minor leaguers aren't going to get, being here, being around the clubhouse, like I said, seeing how you go about your business, how you prepare to get ready to play that specific day, that game, they're going to be leaps and bounds ahead of other players at their age. And I think it's just going to help them gain that experience as they go out throughout their career. And they're going to be so far ahead, I feel like, of where they should be, because they're in this point right now of gaining that experience and gaining, seeing live pitching, seeing big league pitching, and then also having success, knowing that you can. I think confidence is huge in this game, and having that confidence, knowing that you can, like, man, I got a couple of hits here and there. I got a couple of hits off this guy that's a starter in the big leagues, and knowing that you can do that, all it's going to do is just help your game out and continue to succeed and continue to prepare, continue to grow as a player, and it's just going to help you be that much better.
That's why I was watching Green last night, and from some of the at-bats, the minute he can kind of read major league left-handers, either starters or guys out of the pen, I think that's when he goes next level. I really do. He's got such a smooth swing in his defensive skills and his speed, and Mize looks ready, and I think it will depend really if Fulmer's ready to go, if he gets into the rotation, because that rotation is pretty strong in my book, whether Mize gets in there. When you start looking at Boyd and Fulmer, and Turnbull was fantastic last night, and Nova and Zimmerman hopefully can stay healthy. So they have options, and some of those arms in the pen, Jordy, when I look at Garcia and Soto and Chu, and I just – I like what I see right now. I like Gardenhire. I like the staff. I mean, I haven't been this optimistic on the Tigers. I've done a statewide show for 18 years, and trust me, I've been on 119 loss side, and I've been what we've watched the last couple years. But, man, 60-game season, enthusiasm, and a lot of options. I'll be curious how this thing starts a week from tonight.
Yeah, I think you nailed it too as well. I think the two options, or the two things that I see, you know, are the options that we have, the players that we can mix and match and do a whole bunch of different things. We have those options now. We have that depth. We have guys that we can go to. And the other thing is the 60 games. I mean, who knows what can happen in 60 games? I've been around this game for a while now, and I've seen teams excel for 60 games, and I've teams where it takes about 60 games for them to turn on. So it's crazy how that 60-game schedule is going to work, and you just got to get hot for a little bit, and that's all it's going to take for the 60 games, because before you know it, it's going to be over, we're going to be down the end. And so it's pretty fascinating to be a part of this, and I can't wait to get started.
Yeah, hot and stay healthy. You know that, like I said, you know, you came back and hit the snot out of the baseball the final 2 months, and now you'll rotate between second and short. So, Jordy, a wonderful conversation, man. I really appreciate your honesty. My best to your family. I have a lot of friends down in Oklahoma. Where are you calling home in Oklahoma now? Are you in Stillwater or Oklahoma City or Tulsa?
Edmond, which is right outside of
Oklahoma. Yeah, you bet. Edmond, yep. North. My first apartment complex was a rain dance complex right there, north side. By Penn in Oklahoma City when I started my talk show career in April of 1992 at KTOK in Oklahoma City. Wow.
Very nice. Very nice.
And we have a lot in common. Jordy, thank you so much. Stay safe. And like I said, my best to all the players and their families.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Same to you.
Yeah, Jordy Mercer. I did not expect that deep of a conversation. I thought I was going to get the guy's got to get out on the field. The 5-6 minutes, yeah, the short answers. And that was as good as any conversation I've ever had on air with a baseball player. Well done. Thank you, Superfly. Thank you to Ben and the crew inside the Tigers Media Relations Department.